Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Janine, and you're listening to Lunch with Loudon. Coffee Talk Radios are a part of our greater project called Coffee Party Be the Media. If you'd like to join our team, you can go to www.coffeepartyusa.com/volunteer. Please be the media. It's day three of cooler temperatures here at the little house in the big woods. The Pacific Northwest is having a little fire relief, but too many fires still burn. I'm still very nervous. Hope you are safe and well in your neck of the woods. Take care of one another. And because this is an unusual show, I want to remind you off the bat that Coffee Party USA is totally crowdfunded, member-driven organization. If you'd like to support the show or any Coffee Party activity, go to www.coffeepartyusa.com and click the big red button. Can't miss it. So, let's get started. The title of our show today is As We Begin Our Fourth Year. So the backstory here is that, you know, just over 3 years ago, this show was launched with an interview with Larry Lessig as he discussed with his new book at the time, Republic Lost. As we enter year four, I think it's time to spend a little time talking about this broadcast, where we've been, where we're going, and what we need to do to get there. For example, we started out Coffee Party Radio, and we have evolved as a community to embrace certain key concepts. One, that civility and reason can melt away the false arguments that create and us and them in America today. Another, that liberty and justice are not natural companions, but a brilliant opportunity to use the creative tension they generate together, quote, in order to create a more perfect union. We've also embraced the notion as Coffee Party as a whole and a huge movement in America today, that money in politics is the keystone barrier to government by and for the people. As a matter of fact, we here at Lunch with Loudon take pride in our ability to connect the dots between breakdowns, things we're unhappy with that occur in our country today, and linking them to what benefit there is to certain campaign funders that this breakdown occurs. We've also embraced the notion that more than anything, we are all more alike than different. And we've spent some time developing that idea and pointing to that in detail. And ultimately, that when we come together, we can spark a thing called American ingenuity, the magic And I believe there's some voodoo here, but it is the magic that really can find new, unthought of solutions to the challenges that today are made to appear unsolvable. I really embrace that Apollo 13 notion, failure is not an option. And when failure is not an option, then magic can happen. We've used tools like guess, original reporting, data collection and sharing, and the voices of callers to paint a picture of America free of the noise that keeps us from having a meaningful discussion with each other. Objective, to have that meaningful discussion. So what is noise? Noise would be anything that denigrates another or misleads the conversation. If you were in a logic class or debate team, there's a lot of words for what those skills and talents are that sort of have one miss the point. And we've had various shows in the past that have dealt with all of those. But ultimately, talking points, spin, mythology, which is something made up to explain something not understood or to keep you from understanding what the truth might be. Ignoring real news, making up fake news, you know, there's rabbit trails and slippery slopes and false flag arguments. And, you know, again, we spend time on this show actually stuffing out what those things mean and bringing you current event examples of how this mischief has been woven into our common conversation and how it affects me, the country, the world. We brought you shows on concepts that help us traverse this perverse landscape. We talked about the drama triangle, a whole gigantic concept of confirmation bias, which is that thing that has people listen with the intent of finding tidbits that confirm what they already believe, as opposed to hearing a new possibility, and propaganda methods in general that are used to keep us apart. We are not unique. We are one of many soldiers in the army of civilian reason who forward these ideas in hope future we generate today is one based on a solid foundation. We've reached out to local and national organizers and offered to promote their events and their causes and their passions. We've reached out to folks on the front line of current events, ranging from veteran civil rights activists to recent victims of social injustice. So, you know, at one end of the spectrum, it was 3 years ago, we talked to a man named Chris who called in to tell us that he was a disabled veteran, that he had voted in every election since he was 18, that he was raised as a grandson or the great-grandson of Ms. Tubbs. Anyway, a freedom fighter at heart, soul, spirit, and that he was approaching the first election he was not going to be able to vote in because of the new mischief that's come into voter availability of voters to voting booths. So, you know, all the way from that kind of a personal story to the personal story of one wonderful young woman who shared with us the tragedy of her cousin being killed at the hands of law enforcement. And I mean, we had the video, we had it all. So, and all points in between, whether it's the environment, whether it's the food supply, whether it's war and peace, bringing in those who were by intent or by circumstance have been on the front line of what we see skimmed over in the evening news has been brought to you here. And I think this is made for some good radio. So now I want to talk to you, every one of you, about what Lunch with Loudon needs to continue to make some good radio. I need a team. The team I had has moved on to wonderful things. And I am thrilled and proud of the fact that Coffee Party is so often a training ground that helps folks with an activist heart into the world that calls them. You get great training here. And then, you know, your passion can shift. It just is a wonderful place to start. So the Shoemaker's Elves of these broadcasts, like the one you're listening to today, they just do so many things, some on air, some off air. The tasks are many and varied. And frankly, if you had a skill we hadn't thought of how to use yet, we might actually even find a way to use it. Because even though this is a radio show, for example, a radio broadcast, we have a Facebook page and we use Twitter. We can use more social media if someone had that skill set and wanted to bring it. Heck, we could use video. Wouldn't that be wonderful? But here's a list of what we use today. We use folks with graphic skills, people who know how to promote Lunch with Loudon on social media, on the web. Who knows how else? Your promoter, maybe you know, arranging guests, assisting guests before and after the broadcast, setting up broadcast episodes within Blog Talk Radio. That includes text and graphics and technical arrangements. And if you're a follower, you remember that we've missed a few shows because of the technical difficulties. So, hey, tech rocks in my world. You can do guest hosting. You can do topic research, especially getting to the bottom line facts about things. That's actually, it's a whole lot more time than one might think. And sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not. Sometimes you get pretty sleuthy, but it's an invaluable contribution. We post to the Lunch with Loudon Facebook page. We post to the Join the Coffee Party Movement Facebook page. We tweet, and we also, this team provides support to other Coffee Party internet radio programs. So if another one of the shows, needs support, then, you know, we're here. We're a part of this extended family. And so we can come in as guest hosts. We can come in as guest tech. We can come in as who knows what, a caller to help a conversation get going. So lots and lots of things to do. And I'm sure there's even more skills and tasks. I mean, I shouldn't be sort of getting the idea that it takes a village to make a broadcast, and that it's a big endeavor that's more fun, more powerful, and more effective. Frankly, the larger the team may be. So, would you, hearing what you've heard, consider the possibility of being a part of this team? You can see from the list that the skills that are needed are wide and varied. You don't have to be interested in being on the radio to be a highly valued member of the team. The voice, my voice most often, is just one of the roles people play, and I do not consider my voice to be any more important than those of the other team members. Matter of fact, because that's who I am. I value the other skills. Let's not step over the fact that if you are interested in broadcast hosting, this is an excellent place to come be trained in how to do that. All the aspects, including on-air aspects. So if you have an interest, what should you do? Well, I've got a caller here who might be able to help me talk about that. So I am going to open the line for area code 559. And I think this is Debbie Lynn.
I'm calling to do a surprise guest for you today.
Oh, you are just a genius.
So hi, Janine. Hi, everybody out there in Coffee Party Radio Land. I totally forgot the question you just asked me, but I love that you're putting together a new radio team, because I really miss being here with you.
Right, right. And for anyone who may not know, Debbie Lynn was my co-host, co-pilot, co-whatever for a couple of years. a couple of years.
Yeah, I didn't start with you, but I think I came on shortly after that.
Yeah. I do too. And it was so much fun. And it's where I really got jazzed on the idea that co-hosting was virtually a must, but also that two minds, you know, have that synergistic effect on one another. So Debbie Lynn, it was so much fun brainstorming not only show topics, but perspectives once we selected a topic.
Right. Well, and I think I learned so, you know, what just from co-hosting with you and doing, you know, some of the tech back end, I learned so much more about issues and perspectives than I would have just left to my own devices. And so it was a really valuable learning tool. And so when you talked about people, you know, graduating and, you know, using Coffee Party to gain some skills and then moving on, I felt very honored because my heart is still here and my time has to be dedicated elsewhere right now, which is all good, wonderful work. But yeah, definitely started here with Coffee Party and has propelled me into some wonderful directions.
Well, and not the least of which is you're currently the elected president of Coffee Party USA, and that's a huge leap in responsibility and time. So you might, just because you move on from Coffee Party Internet Radio doesn't mean you move on from Coffee Party. We hang on to a few of you guys. But,
exactly.
But seriously, there are so many places I see these skills applied, right? And so we have folks that have gone on to be huge movers and shakers in other groups like Move to Amend, you know, or Make a List. They're there. And currently we're seeing people able to share the skill set they developed here in as a support candidate of their choice. You know, so they become involved in the organizations of local, state, national, candidates, and you're certainly prepared to do that. One of the advantages we offer people, Debbie Lynn, is that because we're virtual, we convene virtually always. You know, we're only 100 miles apart, but other people who participate on this show are 3,000 miles from here, and it actually doesn't matter that we're not neighbors. So you sort of learn virtual villaging, if you want to call it that. And then all the contacts we make with all these other people in the process of delivering something we see as worth sharing just makes your world huge. Right.
Yeah. Well, and I think the question you asked me earlier, Janine, was something about how people could get started.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and it starts out by just going to the website, coffeepartyusa.com, and filling out the volunteer form. That's where it starts. And then putting your specific interest in the box that says, hey, I want to work on the radio team, or I want to work with Janine. That should provide anybody with instructions on how to get connected with our volunteer system.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and the other thing I've done that dovetails into this, because if you go to the website now, if you put yourself down as a volunteer that you're interested in internet broadcast, then you'll be notified that there's a conference call coming. I believe I tried to get Sunday, September 13th, 11 a.m. Pacific, but I have to I turned that over to our, we call it the maestro, Sari, you know, the person who schedules our conference calling ability, and I haven't heard back from her yet, but the idea is we can sort of kick off this new virtual village, like all coming together on a conference call. You can listen, you can speak. It affords a little more flexibility than Blog Talk Radio, but we can certainly even, if you have to miss that call, we'll rebroadcast that call on Blog Talk so anybody could access it at any time. And the idea there is to sort of let people know that, you know, exactly, you know, in more detail what's available, discuss the roles behind the scenes and on the air, talk about the time commitment associated with any given task, But then in turn, on the other side of that, to tailor tasks that would fit your skills and interests and time available. You get the picture. In other words, I'm not asking anybody out there to be a square peg in a round hole. I'm saying, tell me who you are, and we'll make that, we'll make something that fits for you.
Mm-hmm.
Something that fits could be something you do really well right now, or it could be something you'd like to learn to do, and or something that it just calls you. it doesn't have to be all that specific. Inspiration is inspiration, and it is what makes the radio.
It is, and you know, one of the things that I think has always amazed me about Coffee Party and our volunteers is that it's how close we get. I mean, I feel some of these folks I've never met in person because we have that virtual village, as you called it. That we've developed really close relationships, and I feel, you know, when somebody then, you know, has something going on in their family or if they're traveling or whatever, I really love the community that has been that is created around the Coffee Party volunteers, so that we get to know each other as people. It's not just about fulfilling the Coffee Party mission, but part of the Coffee Party mission is creating community. And we do that to fill our souls.
Well, and this is not an accident. I want people let people know it's not just because Debbie Lynn is here, it's not just because Janine is here. Our vision has to do with creating an empowering community to be a part of a greater whole. And so the only way we can empower communities is to be one. So I interact with other organizations. I was just on the call yesterday with People for the American Way. We have an amazing video contest on the coming up, and you'll actually have a guest speaker next week explaining the $64,000 Democracy for All video challenge. It's an amazing project, but you know, I'm not a part of that community. I'm a co-sponsor. You know what I mean? They got a pigeonhole for me. And while they're wonderful people, I do feel just a little bit pigeonholed. Oh, yes, this is. It's like when you're a new mom, nobody looks at your face. They just look at the baby. So the baby people look at is Coffee Party. Oh, yeah, your Coffee Party, as opposed to your Janine, and you have grandkids and a mom. That's, you know. You're right. We don't just talk about empowering communities. It begins at home.
Yeah, it's it's part of building a practice, you know, because one of the things that we see that one of the reasons Coffee Party exists is to help restore our government to, you know, control of the people, since we kind of live in this plutocracy or oligarchy, which, you know, whatever you want to call it right now. And there's a lot of what's happened is that we've all gotten busy with our own lives and stopped paying attention. So by building this community of practice, that's a community that's an engaged community, it is actually strengthening our democracy just through getting to know one another and taking, you know, actions together and working it out and, you know, handling difficulties. You know, challenging people come through all the time with Coffee Party, and it is, you know, and people with whom I, you know, vehemently disagree, and most of them I love dearly. Because we are dedicated to the country first and our politics second. And that's one of the things that I do love about Coffee Party.
Well, and it's one of those interesting challenges that we define ourselves as transpartisans. And we define ourselves as available to anyone who wants to have a conversation that embraces the concepts of civility and reason. And it really is. The formula, I really think it's the magic formula, the secret formula that will make it possible for us to come together, to find our common ground, and to spark that American ingenuity that I so strongly believe in. I really don't think we would be dog paddling in the middle of the ocean right now if we were allowed, if we could open our eyes and look around and say, you know, there's 300 million people dog paddling here.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
let's make a human raft. Let's make a, you know what I mean? It's like, what's possible if you actually know you're not alone? And what's possible
right.
if what you know can be brought together with what someone else knows? I mean, I've been so straightened out by callers on so many things, it's not even funny, to the point where I have such a keen awareness of what liberty means and what justice means from talking to people for whom that is their calling, and seeing where those two philosophies bump, and standing in total admiration that the framers of the Constitution actually believed they were both important. How could they? It had never happened before, ever. Liberty and justice, you know, a personal freedom and a social expectation that is mm-hmm. fair and balanced. And so I hate it when fair and balanced gets used weird, because what's being balanced here are the rights of the individual versus the rights of the whole. And, man, that is strong stuff. It is powerful, and I believe has contributed to what I consider to be the positive aspects of the American experience, and it is what is being taken from us now. And if you came and joined us as a researcher, if you joined us as a guest finder or arranger, if you joined us as a scheduler, I mean, everyone on this team contributes to this groupthink. I didn't come up with this alone. You know, and so it's not just Janine's awarenesses that come to this broadcast. It's also every member of the team,
mm-hmm.
every member of the Coffee Party Internet Radio team.
Hey, Marianne, did you see we have a caller?
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was just enthralled in talking to you, and so I did. You know, this is what we. I need a co-host so that somebody can look on three different screens and actually see that we have a hand up. So I'm opening up area code 727. And I believe that this is Marianne. Welcome to Lunch with Loudon.
Hi, Janine. Yes, you're right. It is Marianne in Tampa, Florida. Steamy, steamy Tampa, Florida. one thing that listening to you, Janine, earlier talking about volunteers and, you know, what you think you can do. I remember when I first joined, I had absolutely no idea what I could do because I really didn't have any special talents whatsoever. All of the things listed, I did not have any talent or experience. And yet I said, well, let's see how it goes. And what's really amazing about the coffee party is the encouragement, you know, I'm doing things that I never thought that I would have the ability to do. And there's been so much help from you guys and just kind of, you know, little by little. And it's been a really terrific learning experience. And one thing that you mentioned, I am participating in campaigning for a candidate, presidential candidate, and that's something that I never would have done had I not been part of the coffee party. So you guys have really helped encourage me along that line, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Ironically, Marianne, you talk about you guys as though you were now not on the other side of that coin. So Debbie Lynn may have been a mentor to you, but you are now a mentor to others. And so to some other volunteer, you're among you guys.
Huh. Yeah,
you know.
I suppose you're right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I never looked at it that way, but you are right.
Yeah.
which is pretty cool. So you pay it forward, right? And I'm still learning. I'm still learning from you guys. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And yes, I'm hoping to share too. And I see when new people come in, I recognize myself in them. You know, I see they're timid and, you know, they're just kind of like just creeping in and sticking their head in and, you know, not saying a word for a long time, which is what I did. And so I recognize that and understand and I'm trying to, you know, we don't bite. That's what you guys used to say. I used to hear you say, we don't bite and you don't.
Yeah,
and now you don't fight.
Right. Yeah, I remember those days, Marianne, when you just came and you sat on calls and I remember you expressed at some point how you thought we just like had all this knowledge and Janine and I kept like shaking our heads going, no, we just talk to people all the time and it's been so good to have you, you know, step into the newsroom and really take that leadership position to help other new people come in. And that's how the virtual village grows.
Yeah. Yep. Met some really, really nice people and learned something from every one of them. You know, it's so mm-hmm. exciting when we get new people because it's another opportunity to learn from them. I'm thinking, well, both right off the top of my head, oh, I'm getting too many now, Victoria and Charlotte and Elizabeth and it's just John Henry. It's amazing, you know, each one of them, what they bring to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, you know, our latest newsroom candidate volunteers often and Charlie. And then yep. and then on the strategy team, you know, I've got Kevin and Michael and now Walter. And the work that we do is, you know, benefits not just the coffee party, but it benefits our ability to engage more people, which will in turn, you know, be that larger virtual community that actually is our country. I see a really direct connection.
You mentioned those people, and I think I have suggested it before, if somehow one day we could kind of like invite guests from like into each other's calls, because we all have conference calls for planning for each of our work groups. If we could have, you know, like maybe one guest from another work group come on to kind of, you know, because I don't know any of those people that you were talking about, because mm-hmm. we don't interact within the work groups. That might be kind of fun.
It would be. Yeah, well, and I think this call that Janine's talking about, too, we're going to have in September is going to be a kind of a y'all come call. So that Janine, if I'm mischaracterizing it, please correct me, but it seems to me that that's one of the things we've just recently identified as missing, is this sense of the larger community where we just get together and talk about stuff.
Okay, I was just getting onto the call. I was coming in late. And Janine was talking about that. So, okay, that's what you were talking about. That sounds pretty cool.
Oh, I think so, too. And it's the thing is, I may be calling specifically to folks who are interested with Lunch with Loudon, but I'm actually calling to all volunteers because in the process, just as you said, Marianne, you didn't know what you wanted to do. When I became a volunteer with Coffee Party in, like, July or August of 2011, and I showed up. You know, and I was old enough that had a lot of different skill sets, you know, I mean, just life experience, lots of different skill sets. And I, you know, if I ask somebody, what are your two biggest strengths, they're going to say A and B, but what they might really enjoy doing is like JK or L, you know what I'm saying? It's like you don't have to know what part of this, what role you want to play. The first thing you need to know is that this is a village you wouldn't mind hanging out in, and that, you know, you line up philosophically or there's some intellectual, emotional, spiritual connection to what we're doing. You know, you choose. You know, you get to choose what rings your chime, so to speak. But once you make that decision, then find your place. And so sometimes I worry that we are so virtual that people are clicking boxes on websites or making comments to posts, and we're not giving them the opportunity to really swim in the waters with, you know, folks who may have also shown up very interested, but, you know, not really knowing where they could do the best. Let's serve the group and serve them. Simultaneously. That's really what I'm looking to say. That there is some sense of service that took me to on the path that I took with Coffee Party. I ended up on the board of directors because it was offered to, you know, it was offered like, I think you'd be a contribution to the board of directors. I recommend you run for this position. And so it was like, calling forth that need and need to serve that brought me that far, that continued, you know, from the first role I had to the next role I had. So, yeah, I think it'll be fun. And you're right, Debbie Lynn, anybody, I can share this call with any darn buddy and anyone who's considering volunteering, because I think they'll have an opportunity. As a matter of fact, because of this conversation here, I think we'll just include, you know, keep in mind the needs of other teams and be able to share. We could have other team leaders. We could have other other folks in the whole volunteer matrix come talk. Because, mm-hmm. you know, there's actually way too many people for all of us to know them. And that's
which is a wonderful problem.
It is lovely because, you know, first of all, for those of you who do not know, this is an all-volunteer organization. I think sometimes we miss the mark by saying a grassroots organization because it doesn't imply what is true for us, which is we have no paid staff. None. We have a couple people who do a couple services for a couple bucks. You know what I'm saying? We have no mm-hmm. employees. We have no staff. And those couple of people who do a couple things for a couple bucks are like technical experts in what they do, and it's really less than 5% of our budget. Like,
right.
No kidding. Everything that we have is to forward the mission, is to forward the technology required to be in compliance with all the, you know, we're a private nonprofit corporation. Therefore, we have to comply with the laws of the land that pertain to being a private nonprofit corporation. And so there's that kind of maintenance too. And so if you're not a member, consider it. If you are a member, thank you, thank you, thank you, because you make this possible. And if you want to be of service, then whether or not you have money, you can be a volunteer. And I promise you, that's the biggest. If we paid all these people for everything that they did, we would need 10 times more money, at least. Yes, everyone?
Yeah, I agree. It would be we work on a shoestring and we get a lot done and build community
right.
and have fun at the same time.
Right, right. And live into the transpartisan, community-based, meaning, you know, we create our own community as one of the quilt, the American quilt of a gazillion communities. I mean, Marianne, you probably identify yourself with 10 communities, maybe more. You know, I know I'm a part of the soccer community, for heaven's sakes. You know, I'm a part of, you know, I can name 10 communities I relate to. And so making that patchwork quilt all come together in some glorious design, you know, that's what we're committed to. That's the America that's honest with itself and a good neighbor to the rest of the world, you know. It's a powerful experience. So let's see. September 13th, let me check my email. I might even actually have, the Sarah may have responded. Nope, not yet. But you can go to the Lunch with Auden Facebook page. That will be linked, the conference call, which I called it a call-in, kind of like a love-in, you know.
I love that.
If you were all older, I'd call it a happening.
I'm old enough.
But yeah. There you go. Well, that's right. We have grandchildren. We both have grandchildren. So
it is, Janine, it is scheduled. It's Saturday, September 12th at 11 a.m. is the one we have right now.
Oh,
yep, that's a different
gracious.
One. Maybe we,
that's a different
know,
one,
I'll
okay.
See if we, yeah, I'll look and see if we can collapse the two.
Okay.
I'll look and see if we can collapse the two. And that might be better. So whether it's the 12th or the 13th, it's in September. And it will be announced on the Lynch with Loudon Facebook page. It will be announced in the Lynch with Loudon section on the join the coffee, well, it's coffeepartyusa.com on the web and probably in future shows. So I am really excited about getting this going. And I'm giving new folks the opportunity to contribute and to learn and to participate and make our community this virtual village even more diverse, even more, I don't know, we just get bigger in the sense not of size or numbers, but bigger in the sense of who we are in the world. My life is made bigger because I participate in this organization, because I know as many of you as I know, but I interact with so many, whether I know them or not. They're a part of this village. They're part of the greater village called those who stand for an America that works. So any last words, my dears, before we decide to play some music?
When you were talking about it being all volunteer, you know, we all need money and money is nice, but there's something really special that you get out of doing it just for volunteering that you don't get from doing anything when you're paid. And that was just something that occurred to me when you were saying that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And you, Debbie Lynn, thank you for showing up as my guest co-host.
Your surprise guest co-host today.
There you go. There you go.
Thanks, Janine. And thank you. I just want to acknowledge, too, everything that you do for Coffee Party, because you showed up 4 years ago and have really helped transform the Coffee Party with your energy and your input and your perspective. So thank you for that as well.
This is my pleasure, and thank you. And with that, I'm going to say to this virtual village of ours, Coffee Party on.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.